Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the rejected, accursed enemy to mankind. And we hope to bear witness that there's no God but God, and then we bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God. And today, on this 30th day of April, the year 2021, we extend to everyone the greetings of Ramadan Mubarak. Today is either the 17th or the 18th day of Ramadan, year 1442, depending upon which day you started. This is our online Juma service. The first half hour will be the recitation of the Quran, chapter 18. That is the tradition of Muslims to read that chapter on Fridays. And then at 2 p.m. or thereabouts, we begin the Juma prayer. So tell a friend. I think you're going to enjoy yourself. But at this time, we will begin with the Quranic recitation, chapter 18.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness. But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward,
ماكثين فيه أبدا,
wherein they will abide forever,
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا,
and to warn those who say Allah hath chosen a son,
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم, كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم, إن يقولون إلا كذبا,
a thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight. Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَّدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَّقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. we cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside Him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom He sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number, none knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which has been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, Theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
فدخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden, thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah, the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وَعُرِضُوا عَلَى رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Khalil. I want you, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. You fine, buddy, man?
Good, alhamdulillah. I'm looking for Brother Kareem's number on the Heath of Khatib today, but he'll be on shortly, inshallah. Go ahead and make the first call, please.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam, Ramadan Mubarak. And Juma Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah, Juma Mubarak to you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
We go back to the Quran recitation for about 3 or 4 minutes, and we come back and begin the Kubba.
تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا
He said, Did I not tell thee that thou couldst not bear with me?
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا
Moses said, If I ask thee after this concerning aught, keep not company with me. Thou hast received an excuse from me.
فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا
So they twain journeyed on till when they came unto the folk of a certain township. They asked its folk for food, but they refused to make them guests. And they found therein a wall upon the point of falling into ruin, and he repaired it. Moses said, If thou hadst wished, thou couldst have taken payment for it.
قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا
He said, This is the parting between thee and me. I will announce unto thee the interpretation of that thou couldst not bear with patience.
أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا
As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working on the river, and I wished to mar it, for there was a king behind them who was taking every ship by force.
وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا
And as for the lad, his parents were believers, and we feared lest he should oppress them by rebellion and disbelief.
فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما
And we intended that their Lord should change him for them for one better in purity and nearer to mercy.
وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تسطع عليه صبرا
And as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and there was beneath it a treasure belonging to them, and their father had been righteous, and thy Lord intended that they should come to their full strength and should bring forth their treasure as a mercy from their Lord. And I did it not upon my own command. Such is the interpretation of that wherewith thou couldst not bear.
ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا
They will ask thee of Dhul Qarnain. Say, I shall recite unto you a remembrance of him.
إنا
السلام عليكم Brother Khalil.
وعليكم السلام Brother Imam. Yes, sir.
You're doing fine. Brother Kareem?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Brother Khalil made the second affair, and when he's done, it's all yours.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Brother Imam.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
أشهد
أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا
الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. We praise and thank Almighty Allah for blessing us to be in the mindset and internal condition that when the call to prayer is proclaimed, that as believers we hasten earnestly in the remembrance of Allah. And this is not something that we take lightly. This is something that we recognize that we've been favored with and favored for. We thank Almighty Allah for blessing us with this wonderful and magnificent holy month of Ramadan, the opportunity to further and go into deeper self-purification, preparing ourselves to be eliminated from this world, hoping that we have won Allah's pleasure and acceptance along the way. We thank Allah for the great character, the great example that we have in our beloved Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to whom this blessed life, this beautiful way of life, this flawless life was revealed. We know that whomever Allah guides, that none can lead him astray. And we know that whomever Allah decides to lead astray by their own choice, there is no guide for that person. We thank Allah for the blessing that we have in being students, not only of Prophet Muhammad, but also of our beloved Imam and teacher, Imam Warthuddin Muhammad, one who Allah has blessed to have a clear perception on all the scriptures from Genesis to Surah Al-Nas of the Quran. And we praise Allah for choosing us to become his students and for opening up our mind and allowing us to see some of the hidden secrets, not only in creation, not only in scripture, scriptural language, but within our own selves. Dearly beloved believers, I greet you this afternoon at Al-Jumah with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. I want to begin, dearly beloved believers in Allah, by encouraging you and I to continue to make the sacrifices we've been making thus far during this month of Ramadan to win Allah's pleasure, to win Allah's acceptance. We know that we are ending the last 10 days of forgiveness, and it is said that whomever forsakes his bed for the prayer of tahajjud and turns to Allah seeking forgiveness, that Allah will forgive all of his sins from the previous Ramadan. And inshallah, we hope all the sins that we've ever committed in this world And so we want to encourage each and every one of us this afternoon to really press forward, because we are in another Ramadan, and there were people, Muslim brothers, Muslim friends, family members, who experienced last Ramadan, who have been eliminated since by the permission and will of Allah, and they're no longer amongst us physically. And so we don't want to take lightly that this month comes around once a year, and we want to give our best effort, our most focused effort, in not only trying to win Allah's pleasure and acceptance, but to work hard to eliminate those negative controls from our previous life, our previous mindset, our previous mentality. So I want to begin today, first of all, by sharing what I consider a beautiful topic for today's talk, and that is the heaven of Allah. The heaven of Allah. Now, mind you, I'm not coming from totally my own standing, of course. I want to share with you some of the comments that our teacher, Imam Waqidi Muhammad, made on this topic. Excuse me for 1 second.
Waqidi Muhammad videos, 1975. Waqidi Muhammad articles, 1975.
All right, thank you for your patience. I lost for a second the reading that I wanted to share this afternoon. But I want to read to you from the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, Allah, there is no God but He, the living, the self-subsisting, eternal. No slumber can seize Him, nor sleep. His are all things in the heavens and on earth. Who is there that can intercede in His presence except as He permitted? He knoweth what appeareth creatures as before or after or behind them. Nor shall they compass aught of His knowledge except as He willeth. His throne doth extend over the heavens and the earth, and He feeleth no fatigue in guarding and preserving them, for He is the Most High, the Supreme in glory. Let there be no compulsion in religion. Truth stands out clear from falsehood. Whoever rejects evil and believes in Allah hath grasped the most trustworthy handhold that never breaks. And God heareth and knoweth all things. God is the protector of those who have faith. This is a very, very important statement, a very, very important revelation. Because who amongst us doesn't want to be protected by the forces, whether they're covert, hidden, or overt, apparent? Who doesn't want to be protected? And it says that God is the protector of those who have faith. So the requirement is that you and I operate just as addicts operate in whatever has them addicted, and they have no ability to say no to it. Likewise, we should have the same urge, the same effort in establishing that kind of a faith, that no matter what we're engaging, no matter what we're confronted with, no matter what we see, no matter what we feel, no matter what we hear, it does not disturb our faith connection with Allah. Because God says He is the protector of those who have faith. To continue, from the depths of darkness, talking about the people who have faith, He will lead them forth into the light. Of those who reject faith, the patrons or companions are the evil ones. From light, they will lead them forth into the depths of darkness. They would be companions of the fire to dwell therein forever. This is why it is so important, dearly beloved believers in Allah, to have the routine of ibadah, worship as not something that you feel is a task for you, but something that you feel has to be done in order to save yourself from a terrible condition. It would be like if somebody, it would be like if you were in the Atlantic Ocean and you were drowning and somebody threw you a life raft, you wouldn't feel like, oh, this is something I just got to do. No, you would feel like, oh, this is a task, pardon me, this is a task for me to grab this life reserve. No, you would urgently move towards that as something you have to do to save yourself. So from the light, he will lead them into the darkness, and they will be companions of them to dwell therein forever. So we should have that kind of faith, and we should have that kind of focus where we're operating in a faith that we do not want to lose the connection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by allowing ourselves to be distracted by the glamour, the glitter, the personalities and characters that we have to engage on our jobs, whatever we're seeing when we're out in the bazaar or the shopping markets. We want to try to develop our conscious mind where the matter that we're looking at becomes small and the presence of Allah becomes great in our emotional makeup as well as in our thought life, inshallah. Imam Muhammad goes on to say, when we talk to you about Allah, when we talk to you about Allah, we're talking about a real God, not an unreal God. Allah God is the power that is natural in the world. But he is so supreme that our limited minds cannot grasp his power in its entirety. We can only grasp a part of it. It says that God is the natural force in the heavens and in the earth that was here before the heavens and before the earth. Because that force was here before creation, it was able to produce other things. That same power is present today in my body, in your body, in the earth, in the sun, in the water, in the air, and in everything that exists. Now he goes on to talk about the strength of Allah. This is beautiful. You know, I wanted to share it with you because it really, really encouraged me and motivated me to really work to stay undistracted and focused to not knowing when I'm going to be eliminated out of this world any given second. I don't know my death date, but I don't want death to catch me negligent. So this really encouraged me when it talked about the strength of Allah and how Allah is in everything. Says Allah is in fire and he is in corruption, but he is not corrupted nor is he burned. That is proof of the strength of Allah. Allah is a God that can be present with the enemy or with corruption and yet remain pure and untouched by it. Allah is in everything, even death, but he is not affected by anything because everything that exists outside of himself exists by his permission, and everything got its start from him. A thing may get off on the wrong path, and it may turn into something foreign. It may turn into something foreign and monstrous to what God started it out to be. But nevertheless, because he started it and because he holds the life string to it, it cannot go any further off the path than he wants it to go. Allah is al-Rahim. You know, sometimes, you know, it's so easy. We're living in a world where the gravitational pull of advertisement and even people have become walking commercials. You know, it's so easy to become distracted, you know, but Allah and lose our way even for a moment or for an hour or for a day. But Allah, because he holds the life string to us, we can only go so far off the path that he permits. It says there never was a time, and there never will be a time when Allah will be upset or disturbed or worried over anything. He cannot be moved, nor can he be affected. He created emotion, but he is not emotion. He created reason, but he is not reason. He created sentiment or feelings, but he is not sentiment. All these senses to bring you and I to him so that we could share in the great wonders that he brought about by himself. That is a wonderful and generous God. Allah is a God that creates something and then appreciates what he has created. He creates something from nothing, but he is not satisfied just to let it live and not come into the great wonders of creation. Allah keeps moving his creature. Think about the many phases, dearly beloved believers, that Allah has blessed us to survive along the way from the time we came into the world crawling all the way up to this very moment. Think about the many phases that we were blessed to survive, the many wombs that we gave birth to, that Allah tells us to reverence the wombs that bore you, the many wombs that we survived. Think about all those blessed phases that we survived and how Allah blessed us to survive it, and not only to survive it, come out of it, moving us towards an evolution of understanding and an evolution of ibadah or worship for him, for his sake. Says Allah keeps moving his creature. He will whip him, turn him around, destroy him, bury him, and then raise him up again. Allah does this to show his creature his great wonders, so that his creature will come into a light that will make his life, his struggles, and his hardships all worthwhile. The Holy Quran says, verily, we have created man into toil and to struggle. Coming from the Quran again. To the righteous soul will be said, O thou soul in complete rest and satisfaction, come back thou to thy Lord, well pleased and well pleasing unto Allah. Enter thou then among my devotees. Yes, enter thou my heaven. This is so magnificently beautiful. Allah says, enter thou then among my devotees. Dearly beloved, believe in Allah. That should be the greatest goal that we can have as believers in Allah in this world, is to arrive in an ascension and a developmental state where we are completely devoted to Allah and we're not people pleasers anymore. We're not holding back when we should be speaking out. We're not being disrespectful, knowing that Allah is seeing and hearing all that we're doing. We have reached a level where we are completely devoted. And how can we get to a place of complete devotion? Simply by doing what the Prophet told us. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, none of us truly believe until all our desires follow what he brought to us. So that means that some of the desires that we got out of the material world, some of the desires we got out of the social system that gave birth to us and the environment that gave birth to us, some of those desires still live inside of us, dormant, waiting for a trigger to activate them inside of us. But our prophet said, none of us truly believe until all our desires follow what he brought to us. So that means that we have to slay, as the Quran tells us, slay the wrongdoers, slay those desires and themselves up as rivals and contenders to the will of God that's been bestowed upon us, in us, and the knowledge that we have today. So inshallah, our goal should be to be 100% devoted to Allah, never resting, never satisfied, never thinking I have made it, never think I have done enough, never feeling that sense of contentment, and let Allah put you, choose you for paradise, choose you for heaven, in the earth, in this world, inside your body, and let Allah choose you for that, and he gives you that contentment, he gives you that self-satisfaction, he gives you that feeling of being pleased with him and happy with him and loving him, et cetera, with no interference from past desire, no interference from past disturbances, no interference from grudges and people disturbing us with the windy personalities that they have, inshallah. So let us make our ultimate goal out of all our goals in this world. Let us make the ultimate goal, the big prize, dear beloved believers in Allah, to arrive at the station consciously, morally, and spiritually where we are among the devotees of Allah. And then he says, when you at that state, he says, enter thou my heaven. And then the imam goes in to explain, heaven while you live. Says the Holy Quran says that for the true believer, there is no fear, nor is there any grief. And then he says, brother and sister, I want you to know that my life is heaven, and yours will be heaven too, if you only believe in the truth that I am teaching you of Almighty God. What I am telling you is that you can have heaven while you live. I remember when I was a young boy, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of enthusiasm for what my grandmother, I didn't have a whole lot of enthusiasm for what my grandmother was teaching me at that time. But I didn't have a whole lot of enthusiasm for what my grandmother was teaching me at that time, but I didn't have the concept in my thinking that there was a heaven I could have, that's what I want to say, that there's a heaven I can have while I'm in this world. My understanding was heaven after you die, and hell is after you die. I had no idea that I can establish hell as a condition, as an abode, as a place for my soul to dwell in this world. I had no idea. I had no idea that heaven was something that I could establish or have in this life if I worked for it. So the imam said, I'm telling you that you can have heaven while you live in this world. And he was already there. He says, what I'm telling you is that you can have heaven while you live, that is what the prophets of God have always told the people. God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is not so weak and limited that he would have to wait until you are physically dead to put you in heaven. My. I just love reading the imam's beautiful flow, al-bayina, the clearest presentation in explaining the will of God to us in layman terms. Now he says to do what? To get to that place, we have to do what our prophet did. We have to rise above the gravity. And I think I remember the imam said the birds represent ascension because they know they're not held down by gravity. They take two or three steps and they're right above gravity. Like gravity is no problem. You and I hop up a little bit, we got to come right back down. So he says we have to rise above the gravity. So heaven is something that you come into while you're living so that you will survive the death of the body. But if you do not come into heaven while you are living in the physical body, you will never come into it. Your body is your contender. Just like Mike Tyson and Holyfield got in the ring. Now, outside the ring, they may have been buddies and, you know, socialized together, had dinner together. But once they got inside that ring, they were rivals. They were contenders to each other. And the ring for you and I is inside of our conscious mind. Every day when we get up, we got a box with negative thoughts and positive thoughts, what we can do and what we can't do. So we have that dualism within our thinking, and we have to fight that. Like the imam said, you have to go with the good consciousness and fight the bad consciousness. This is the jihad that Allah has put us in. He said your body is your contender, and this physical world is your contender. God has placed you in the physical body, in this physical world, to contend with this physical thing. Contend means to fight, wrestle against, try not to be overcome by. If you let them overcome you, you have lost everything. Then your contenders will be the victor, so the victor takes the praise and the prize. The physically dead body takes you down to the ground with it, and you never come back again in that same physical body. But if you rise above the gravity of the physical body, all these biological forces and urges that makes demands on the mind. It says in paradise that you will have spouses, pure and holy. Huh? Spouses, pure and holy in paradise. Now, I remember the imam saying that the heart is a reference to the wife inside the body. And the intellect is a reference to the husband inside the body. And when Allah says to us that we'll be in paradise with spouses that are purified and holy, I'm seeing that as my heart inside my flesh body. If Allah blesses me to get in paradise and heaven within, my heart, my spouse, being pure and only suggesting to me those things that are pleasing to Allah, things that win Allah's acceptance and pleasure. I remember Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, when asked, do you have a jinn in you? He said, yes, I had a jinn in me. I have a jinn in me. But I converted him into a believer, and he only suggests those things that are good to me. And Imam Muhammad said that shaitan can't get in paradise, that he hates paradise. He can't get in paradise. So paradise for you and I as believers is like a safe house, dearly beloved believers in Allah. And once we get in there, the outside forces, socially all around us, family members, whatever is going on, like Imam Muhammad said one time, he said, I have a lot of challenges. I have a lot of things going on. I'm a diabetic. I got back pain. He said, but none of that disturbs my peace. What was he saying to us? He's saying that Allah, through his own efforts, has put him in a heavenly condition where the forces, where there's pain, where there's suffering, where there is want, none of those things disturb his feet. So we can see, dearly beloved believers in Allah, how important it is for you and I, and we should want this. We should, again, we should not be satisfied with ritualistic practice of Islam. There's two types of believers, one who believes because it's rational, and it's logical, and it makes sense. And because when I look at the objective world with all its objects, I come to the intelligent conclusion that something greater than human beings put all this together. So I'm the call of the God. That's one believer. But then the other believer is the practicing believer, one who practices the will of Allah, one who practices the Quran, one whose mindset is that when Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has decided on a matter, they find, no, well, that's for the past. We can't do that now, not in this modern time that we're living in. How are we going to do this in America? How are we going to establish something like this? How, with all that's going on around me, all the way that, all the clothing that the people are wearing, the cosmetic industry that are decorating females and decorating males to capture my curious intellect, and bring it into captivity and bring it under the wrong controls, how do I establish this heaven that Allah is promising me, a garden beneath which rivers flow? How do I get in that state? The only way we can get there, dearly beloved believers in Allah, is that Allah chooses to put us in paradise. And Allah says that he's a protecting friend of the believer. And Allah says for those who respond to him, we shall give them gardens beneath which rivers flow. And all it takes for you and I to not have any fondness, any likefulness to anything that is a rival and a contender against the will of Almighty Allah outside of us and on the inside of us as well. Whether it be an occasional alcohol habit where, you know, you believe, but every now and then, the habit of Miller High Life on a hot day or after a hard day's work overcomes you in your thinking one day, and the whisper comes and reminds you of that, what you used to do when you got off the job, and you say, oh, you know, I come a long way, one ain't going to hurt. You know, we have to reject those ideas and reject those thoughts all the way to heaven, keeping internal paradise, keeping that garden abode as a central focus and a central aim. Every day when we get up, imagine it, look to it, get up and sacrifice sleep over it. Beg Allah during this Ramadan. Oh Allah, don't let me come out of Ramadan saying, oh, now Ramadan is over, I can go back to what I was doing. Oh, now Ramadan is over, all the beautiful disciplines that I picked up during Ramadan, I can employ them again next Ramadan, and I can just get relaxed again, or becomes semi-negligent again, and just do the bare minimal. No, dearly beloved believers in Allah. As the Imam Muhammad taught us, we have to strain. We have to struggle, cry up for it. We have to make it our central, unchallenged focus within. We have to fight the schemes of Shaitan, inside and outside. We have to fight that devil on the inside, that whisper, A'udhu billah, no matter how many times you have to say it. Get in the habit of saying astaghfirullah, as often as you can say it. Don't let the mind just become sitting around not doing nothing simply because you're not making salat, or simply because you're not reading the Quran, or simply because you're not listening to the Quran. And activate your mind into ibadah, whether you're in salat or not, and glorify Allah in dhikr. Even when you're going down the street driving your car, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. You're washing dishes, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. You're cutting the grass, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah. Knowing that, it says that the Prophet Dawood was always in a forgiving state. He understood that he was a preacher of error, and sometimes error happens that doesn't register on our conscious mind. So knowing that he could be in the presence of Allah unconsciously, he was constantly in repentance and dhikr. Subhanallah, astaghfirullah, asking Allah to forgive them. These are the examples of our past, dearly beloved people. These are the examples that Allah allowed to live on from one generation to another in the abstract condition, in the abstract life. No, they're not physically here with us now, as we know, but in abstract form, in historical understanding and knowledge. One prophet passing the baton to another all the way down to our final seal of the prophets, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may Allah bless all the prophets, the brotherhood of the prophets, for their efforts in the earth. They were the examples. Let us take the attributes of Allah, whether it's Kareem, whether it's Rahman, whether it's Rahim, whatever your attribute is, let the people feel it in your confrontations with them. Let the people feel if your name is Kareem. Let the people feel your generosity and your charitableness and your kindness. If your name is Al-Rahman, let people feel how gracious you are towards people. And Al-Rahim and Al-Adl, the just. Be just with people. Be patient, Al-Sabr. Be patient with people. Remember, we weren't like this all our lives. We came from a life that was full of error, full of misguided information, and we were a product of that and locked into it in behavior and performance. And Allah said he purchased us. He brought us out of that condition. But let us not have amnesia about how it was like to be in that state and not even know that there's a better life. Not even know that there's a higher state of condition that's more pleasing that you can be in. So when we see people acting foolish, talking foolish, et cetera, let us not be so quick to say, oh, look at this person here. They need to be ashamed of themselves. No, don't have amnesia. Have compassion and recognize, like Allah says, the blind and the seeing are not alike. They're not like you today. They're still blind. And we, who Allah has given light to, and cite to, they become our responsibility. And that's what the Dawah program is all about. No matter where you are, we have a responsibility, wherever this human being, to try to strike up a conversation that leaves the seed of a haq in some form or fashion in the soil of somebody else's thinking, and let Allah decide if something is going to grow for the benefit of that person, for the benefit of his family, for her family, and for the benefit of mankind. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Dearly beloved believers in Allah, I encourage you, I encourage myself as well, because we're all on this journey. We're all on this path called the Sirat al-Mustaqim, to stay focused. And the Sirat al-Mustaqim is an upright journey on the inside, standing up on the inside for what is right, taking control over the biological forces within us, rising above the gravity of our eyes feeding upon the wrong thing, rising upon the gravitational pull of our tongue, backed by bad emotions to say the wrong thing, rising above the gravitational pull of the lottery line, letting the whisperer say you can build a mosque. Though if you hit the lottery, you can build a mosque for Allah. You know, self-deception, deceiving your own self in your own mind when Allah says clearly that he only accepts good. He's good. And he only accepts that. He only accepts that which is good. Getting rid of those habits that have mastered us over the years, whether it be tobacco, alcohol, pornography, whatever the habit is that has mastered us from our old life. Don't settle. Don't sit and say, this is too big. Allah, trust in Allah. He says, never will I burden you with a task that's beyond your ability to overcome it. Let us already see ourselves and claim ourselves to be overcomers. Let us not look at ourselves like, I hope that I can do this. I hope. Well, let us say, let's be sensitive, though, and say, inshallah, because it's all up to Allah. But let us know, dearly beloved believers in Allah, that Allah did not purchase us and bring us out of the darkness, stupidity and ignorance, to come into the light of understanding and not have a plan for us to reach the excellent developmental life of heaven and paradise within ourselves that he created every human being for. Imam Muhammad said, what you long for is already inside you. Heaven is inside me. Heaven is inside you. Heaven, paradise is inside of me. Paradise is inside of you. And the only way it can come out, the only way it can come forth, the only way it can come out and become a platform or foundation for our conscious mind to rest upon for the rest of our lives, if we make constant effort to self-purify ourselves or those controls that poor thinking and weak ideas brought us under. Really push forward this, I think it's about 12 days now left of Ramadan. Let us push forward. These last 10 days will be freedom from the hellfire, freedom from the hellfire of unbridled, uncontrolled negative passions and desires and appetites within our body. Let us, whatever we get, whatever habit you get, if it's getting up at tahajjud time, don't give it back to shaitan after Ramadan is over. If it's fasting and you feel real good, pick up Monday and Thursday as we were taught that it was the prophet's habit. Pick up Monday and Thursday. Well, you know what? I'm going to fast Monday and Thursday and pick up that habit. Whatever disciplines, whatever habit you picked up, hold on to it so that when next Ramadan comes, you pick up brand new habits. And inshallah, as we move into the future, we'll constantly be like that flowing water, not becoming stagnated by retrieving, for want of a better expression, retrieving old bad habits simply because Ramadan is over. Constantly go from one Ramadan to another, striving to get to that place where our leader and teacher, Imam Waqidi Muhammad, Allah put him, where he put Prophet Muhammad, where he put all the prophets, and where he promised us, if we respond to him and we make the sacrifices, what does he say in the Quran? Never will you attain self-mastery until you give freely of that which you love. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ikama, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه كقامت الصلاه كقامت الصلاه الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Dearly beloved believers in Allah, we're now going to prepare ourselves for the Salat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Salat, accept our fast, and give us the victory over our flesh here, now, even after Ramadan is over, inshallah. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ثم بدون ما أعبد ولا أنا بدون ما أعبدون ولا أنتم بدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي الدين. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سميع الله لمن حمده.
ربنا لك الحمد.
الله أكبر.
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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
ربنا لك الحمد.
الله أكبر.
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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Now we'll say the Al-Fatiha together. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu. Wa Iyaka Na'in. Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim. Sirat Al-Ladina An'amda Alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
الحمد لله. السلام عليكم. I'm trying to get everybody's phone line open. This computer is taking its time. So just give me a second here. Alhamdulillah, thank Brother Kareem for a wonderful kutbah on this. I think this is the 17th day for many of us. For some people, it's the 18th day of Ramadan. And my computer is going real slow for some reason. So just give me a second. I'm trying to get everyone's phone lines open. And it's not cooperating right now. I don't know why it's not cooperating. Okay, well, I guess again, that was the last human issues and the team. Just gonna allow you to repeat. We're coming down to the last about 12 days, right? The Ramadan.
About 12 days.
Yeah, I think today For us, today is the 17th day. For some, it's the 18th day. So we got less than 2 weeks left. And it's like that every year, you know? It's like it goes so quick. Like,
yeah.
One day you're here and getting started, and 2 days and 5 days, 10. So you know it's going to be 20 days. We need to identify the night of power as well. I don't know why this computer's not doing right, but I cannot get back to the screen to that. Open up everyone's mic. Oh, my goodness. Just hold on, people. I'm trying something else. They say there's this mug of one way to skin the cat. Okay. That's what they say, right?
That's what they say.
Now it's good. Yeah, sure. I don't know what the cat guys say about that. But that's what they say. Okay, good. I'm finally getting everyone's mics open. Okay. Do we have any announcements from anybody?
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam. Yeah. I just want to make an announcement to our weekend school students. This Sunday is the last day. No one will have a tutor except one student. And Butler thank us for our partnership with them for this semester. And they're looking forward to us doing a summer program with them. So anyone interested, let me know and let Ma'am Sahir know if you're interested in helping us out with a summer program, the partnership with Butler University. Thank you, all the students and all the Butler students. And they said they'll try to join us next Friday at Juma. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, I can hear you.
I just had a question for Deshaun.
Go ahead, Sakshati.
I just want to know, was there an age group for their tutoring?
The tutoring, no, they all go up to, like, even college students. If we have students in the weekend school, if they're in college and they need help, they go all the way up to college and, you know, beyond their scope, you know, if they can help you with whatever they're dealing with. Maurice did calculus and finite math with the Butler student this year.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're
welcome.
Yeah, I want to ask Sister Carol for the summer program.
Has that been outlined yet? Has that been created yet?
No, they waiting on your response and our community response, but they're willing to, you know, come for us. You got the next group of students be coming in for their summer classes, and they need service work.
Oh, I didn't know they waited for my response.
Yes, I. You know, okay. It's new. That's why I'm putting it out there. She something sent you an email today,
okay.
But I'm not sure if you read it yet.
Okay, okay. Yes, great. We do plan on having that garden as well, so
yes,
there may be a good spot with that garden.
Okay, because I told her that we had to talk about it in a community, and then I get back with her, but she just let me know today that she has the next group of students willing to join us for any program we might have this summer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, and also, we want to just take a moment, everyone, and just show Sister Carol our thanks and our appreciation for what she does, because her and my wife both, they've been doing this for a while with the weekend school, and they get up in the cold mornings in the wintertime when it was not COVID, but I lost track how many years my wife has been gone. And so we will just take a moment, you know, and just tell them thank you and to show our appreciation. So, Pat Bear.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu
Akbar.
Allahu
Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. You know, and then they feed the children, they take them on trips, they take them out of town. You name it, they spend a lot of time. So, you can bear witness. I mean, just bear with me while I give them this electronic round of applause.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Okay. So, are there any more announcements? I gotta bring you back in because let me bring you back on. All right, go ahead, Carl.
All right, Carl.
We
have the meal that Miss Perry is going to be cooking the grab and go Sunday on 46th Street from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
What's the menu?
I know fish is on the menu.
I know say it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The news for you on
here? As soon as you can, try to make it too much, not after 7 p.m., because we'd be ready to back up, because other people have been there earlier in the day to prep and get ready. And, you know, so we like doing it. Because this is the month of Ramadan, you want to give back and be grateful that you can and thankful that you can do it. So we'd be thankful to go home.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, thank you very much. It's important because so it goes from 6 to 7, sometimes it go over to 7:20, but then everyone go home, but then you know, they have to this year, this another half hour, so that's why man is trying to get the ones up. So, if you can try to get to between 6 and 7, then that's going to really help.
I apologize, keep talking over you, but Sister Shaki, was there anyone who was interested in going in on the date? Because I would love some dates. I haven't had any since doing Ramadan, so I was just wondering if I'm interested in going in on some.
We already got some. It's on 46th Street waiting for you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We already
got
some
last week, right?
Right. I'm taking Mobile Soul, her boss, and my brother,
You've
been
on
46th
Street or
Mid-Hospital? Yes. What's the name? Umar.
Umar, yes. Brother Umar. Sorry, this is a shock. I didn't hear the location you said you had some. Is that 46th Street or was that on Mid-Hospital you had some?
46th Street.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You might need to bring it in a little container.
Well, sandwich bag or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, I think we got a small box on the house, don't we?
I think so. Yeah, small box, yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
so we're adjacent at both locations. Mm-hmm. Okay, are there any more announcements?
Oh, what about the E committee we're supposed to have?
Yeah, Brother Mustafa, you on?
Can you hear me, Brother Imam?
Yes, sir.
Brother Imam,
yes,
can you hear me? Yes,
go ahead.
Yes, I was sitting there.
Mm. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was sending out the email today for our meeting. We're having the meeting tomorrow. And after our board.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I think you're breaking up. You said the meeting tomorrow?
Let me call you, Brother Imam.
Yeah, he's breaking up.
I'm on this check now.
You going to call me where?
I keep losing the face with this.
Can you
stand?
You got bad connection, Brother Imam. You got a bad connection, Brother Mustafa. Okay. Hey, good.
Is that kind of good?
So
you don't pick the phone? No. Yes. I'm not. I'm outside
now. Okay. Is Brother Mustafa still here?
Hmm.
Assalamu.
Yes, sir, Brother Mel, Kareem was talking to your case, because when they keep going in and out. But we wanted to call in those that volunteered on the free conference call at 5 o'clock tomorrow, those that volunteered.
Okay, what's that number again, please?
Yes,
701.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, could you give it out, Sister Carol? Because my phone keeps breaking up.
I got it. 701.
802-5454. The access code is 1039654 pound. That's the same number we use every morning for our Quran reading. For those who can, join us every morning at 7 a.m. for the Quran reading. We have a very good reading. We take turns. If you want to read, you can just listen. You don't have to read. You can just listen. And if you want to read, you can. If you don't worry about it. And then we take questions and make comments thereafter. And last time, we'd be on there almost over 2 hours altogether because we just enjoy the good company. It's real good company. People call in from Michigan, Atlanta, of course, Indianapolis, and a few other cities, too. I can't even call right now.
Chicago, Gary.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you. Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
Again, the number again is 701-802-5454. Access code is 1039654 pound. You have to hit pound at the end of the access code. Oh, great, good. Any more announcements?
Assalamu alaikum, Imam.
Alaikum assalam, sister girl.
I just want to thank Brother Kareem for doing that beautiful kubah today for us. For the
community. Alhamdulillah.
Yes. Very nice kubah. Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. And I want to give a special love to Sister Viada. Sister Viada planted a tree in the United States for my husband. She sent the money for a tree to be planted in his memory. And that was so nice.
Wow, that's good. You know, so where are you going to put the tree at?
They planted anywhere in one of the forests, but she sent me a nice card and told me this mm-hmm. what she did. And, you know, I thought that was beautiful because she always take her spare change and do something important to help society out. She's been
doing this for years.
Yeah, that was very nice. So I really appreciate her love. And, you know, she sent me cards and called me. You know, we should call our elders too. Call them back and check on them, Sister Sabir and everybody.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We sent Sister Sabir a small package of Muslim journals this week. Yeah, mm-hmm. her grandson came by, picked him up. I'm sure he already had kept him to her by now. You're right, Sister Girl. Thank you.
Well,
next week, Josh, he's supposed to do the kubah next week, so we know. I'm sorry, someone going to say something? Okay. Tune into my blog talk show Sunday, and I do have email Ramadan from Queens, New York. He's going to be on for a while. The other topic, I'm not really sure what's going to be yet. But I'm sure we'll come up with something, inshallah. Any more announcements? But keep in mind, these shows are archived. If you want to listen to the kubah again, you can. When this go off, if you have the link that comes with the program, you can listen to it and review it, and that's how we learn and study. We take good information and listen to it more than once because you get more from it the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You still with us, Brother Kareem? Because I don't know if he's at work.
Yes.
Oh, you still with us? Okay. Sure. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know what time you went back to work.
Oh, no, I left work to do this.
Oh, you left work. Okay, good. Okay. Good, good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Assalamu alaikum. Everybody keep up your regimen due to the COVID-19. Still not out of the woods. Although some people think the coast is clear and they're doing whatever. But you still got to be mindful.
That's right. Okay.
Having Juma, Eid. Okay, we're going to talk about the Eid. Was Saturday, right? 5 o'clock?
Saturday at 5, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I guess that will be coming up for the discussion then. But,
okay.
Juma.
About what now?
Juma on
property. Juma on the property. Hmm. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
I didn't hear.
Anybody have any thoughts on having Juma on the property on Metoffer?
So outside and on the property.
Girl?
Yeah, outside.
To do a first warm day. First warm day at the end.
Yes, I would love to have one.
Okay, so what kind of restrictions are we going to have? You have to wear, even though we be outside.
We can have tents, our personal tents, and our personal blankets, our personal, you know, chairs.
Yeah, because everyone, may not be vaccinated.
Right. So we can spread out. Spread out and wear your mask.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely wear your mask.
Even though we're outside, still wear a mask? Okay.
I think so.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think it would be a prerogative, but because you are outside, I guess it would be a prerogative.
I think the CDC is saying if you have not been vaccinated, you should wear your mask even outside.
Yeah.
If all parties, and how we going to know, we're not going to ask everybody, you know, to if they've been vaccinated or not, so we won't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should wear a mask. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, fair enough.
Okay.
So we'll pick a date, inshallah.
Right. Well, we know Ramadan's. I think the Eid is going to be on the 13th of May. That's a Thursday. So that Friday is the 14th. That'd be the first Friday after. Maybe we can go wait until the 21st. Maybe a little warmer outside, too. That sound doable?
Yes, that sound good.
Sounds good. I'll be limping there, but I'll be there.
You'll be what?
I said, I'll be limping there, but I'll be there, inshallah. I said, I'll be limping there, inshallah.
I thought you were supposed to have surgery, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're going to do our sister, Shaki. And also for our brother, Tom Dean, he's still in recovery as well. He had knee surgery.
I had to let him try it out first before I did mine.
But I mean, you online. He probably listening.
He might not
be. Yeah, okay. All right. Was there any other announcements? Thanks to those who have already paid their Sakata Fitra early. It really helps. But send in this Sakata Fitra. We have went with the same figure as last year, $8 per family member that you are responsible for. And then I saw one for Ishma. I think they went up on theirs, but that's okay. No, we don't have to bash their number anyway. So $8 per
family member that you are responsible for. Yeah, send it in. We can do PayPal or whatever. PayPal, the Square, you can call me and for the Square. And what else? You can get just regular mail. You can just send a regular check through, check through regular mail as well. Or I can meet you somewhere or someone who you know, they can pick it up and get it to us. So.
If they send it by mail, which address should they use?
They can use either one. It's probably better to use the one on Medhoffer, but either one works okay.
Can you pay extra if you want to?
The thing for asking, yeah, you can always use it. Yeah, you make it a big extra if you want to. Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't think of anything else. Am I getting anything? Oh, this is an announcement. We're not here together as a group, but there's a good brother of our community named Jahed Muhammad. You know, this is not Muhammad Jahed, who we knew, you know, who went to Washington, D.C., and now live in Atlanta, not him. This is another brother. He's a man in Columbus, Ohio. His name was Jahed Muhammad, and he passed away last Friday. And he had this janaza Tuesday. I think I sent you all an email about 2 weeks ago. Asking everyone to make dua for him. He passed away. You know, now we are taught, and we believe that if a Muslim passed away during Ramadan, they guarantee paradise. So we pray that Allah forgive our brother Jahed Muhammad for his sins and make his transition easy. And
amen.
Raise him among the believers on Yom Kiyamah, Day of Judgment, and give his family peace and understanding. And Ameen.
I mean.
Look, Khalil, did you get the shingles up?
Oh, yes, brother, man. Been having them up.
You got them up?
Hey, we doing the cleanup now. At least I am. You know, my nephew snuck over one day and he helped me out with the cleanup.
Oh, did he? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I went on and got a dumpster. I got a dumpster. So they
waiting for
your
call.
Okay. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. I think if I got too many, we'd been in each other's way.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad.
All right. Oh, I'm going to send the pictures out. Sister Shaki went into the sister's restroom. She closed the door. She had a magical wand in her hand, and she did something. And when she walked out, she had pictures on the wall, mirrors on the wall, and door stops. Oh, I think those two door stops tight enough for you, too. I mean, it really looked good. I'm sending pictures out.
That magical wand was Allah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, it looked really good in there. I went in there, I said, shoot, let me change this to brother's bathroom.
Sorry, brother.
hey, brother, ma'am.
Shoot.
Brother, ma'am.
What?
Those sisters keep that magic wand.
Everywhere
they go, they keep that magic wand.
Yeah, I see. Laid it out. It looks really good. Really, very proud of you. Yes.
Alhamdulillah. It's for our
masjid. Alhamdulillah. Yes. I mean, we did the kitchen, and little by little, you know, we make some good progress. So just keep on keeping them. Just don't stop. Okay.
One more thing. Sister Carolyn, did you say that the butler suit can help with any community service task? Is that the case?
Yes. They just waiting on us. What we want them to do. So if they, you know, we need them to work over there, they willing to come. And most of the students now got to have their COVID shots. and vaccines before they go to the campus now. So, okay. You know, they know to wear their masks when they come out. Me and Maddie talked about that. So, you know, and I'll read. So if, you know, once we get something going, she said let her know as soon as possible so she can have the, she wants the students to come to our site because otherwise they go to the other community sites.
Okay, yeah, because outside it would be nice to just help. Okay.
Sister Carol. Get the Peace Garden to work in.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we still have to finish the contest of the naming of our baseball field, kickball field, and the Peace Garden. But is there a way of knowing for sure that they've had their shots, their vaccines for the brother
students?
Yeah,
you know they got cards. They put it on your cards now. Everybody carry card, but I can ask her if they can present their card. If, you know, they got it. Because, you know, I don't know about everyone, but I know that they're trying to make that a state law for Indiana, that the students all have their vaccine.
But even with the state law, if you have a religious or something else can be an exemption, religious.
Or health reason.
Is it medical?
Yeah, medical.
Yeah. You know, it just needs something good to know. That's all.
Yes, we feel good, you know, but, you know, I'm sure she would take heed to send people there that can come to the site. That's what we want.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Great. All right. So the Knight of Power, have we figured that out yet? And how will we do it? We do it by Zoom? I don't know. How will we do that?
Probably going to have to.
I think last year, if COVID just cut us off guard, last year, I think we just did it. But everyone knows that the Knight of Power is an odd number night in the last 10 nights. Correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And we count the night before the day. Like today is the 17th day.
Mm-hmm.
But when the sun set yesterday, Thursday, the beginning of Friday for us, where sunset, the night comes for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're counting the Night of Power, remember, see, we began not eating on that Wednesday for our community. On that Wednesday, the 14th, right? But the Ramadan began that Tuesday night at sunset. So that's the first night. So guess what? Just remember when you're counting the nights, our first night was Tuesday, the 13th. And then count 27 nights from that. All right. I can't think of anything else.
Nope, we're going to break the screen again. He did a wonderful job. Heard his voice. Uh-huh. Brought a smile to my face, brother. Brought a smile to my face, Brother Kareem. Alhamdulillah.
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 Good. Alhamdulillah. Anybody have any comments about the Kubo or questions? I think he's still on. No, he's not on no more. Oh, I think he just hung up. Wow. Yeah, Talib on Tuesday night. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Ramadan, got it there.
Yeah, it started on 13th. Well, we know this is the 17th day, so that's not the 17th night. Yeah. So tonight would be the 18th night. On the 1st of May, it'll be the 19th night.
So start counting the last 10, right?
We know it's an odd number night in the last 10 nights. So.
The first is on. We start counting Saturday. For the last 10 days. And then.
Okay. Tonight is the 18th night. That's Friday, right? Saturday, Sunday. Sunday night is the 20th night. So, speak from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, not this Sunday, but next Sunday will be the 27th night, if my math is correct.
Mm-hmm.
No, the seventh of
27th
of May. That Sunday night is the 27th night.
27th. Oh.
So unless I miscounted, and there's a possibility I miscounted.
The night.
If I did miss it, I'm sorry.
Okay. 29th would be the 11th.
Be the 27th day.
The 27th day is what?
The 9th of May.
9th of May.
What day you start on?
Starting on the 13th of April. April to the 9th of May is 27 days.
Yeah, but for a night of pause, you count the nights, you don't count the days.
Oh, okay.
And the first night for us, using the Gregorian calendar, was April 13th. That was the first night.
Right.
So we can count from there. So yeah, we got a little time to figure it out. We just know that our first night fell on Tuesday at sunset. Tuesday night at April 13th. So, but we get together, inshallah. It makes sense?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
18.
Oh, shucks.
Imam, I got a question. Salaam alaikum.
You're right. It is the 9th. It is the May 9th to the 27th night. Yes, it's a girl.
Okay, that Wednesday morning we started fasting, right? Right. Oh, okay.
But the night began the
on
Tuesday.
On that Tuesday. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
The 13th.
All right.
That's the first night.
All right. Okay. Another question. Do we still have a lot of wood in that garage on Mid-Hopper?
A lot of wood?
Yeah, like wood pieces that where y'all build stuff. I was thinking for a project for the youth. You know how people got these big wood, long rectangle things in front of their house and they say welcome. It's a blessed home, a home, and they
mm-hmm.
decorate them, and they just put them on their porch. I thought that would be good for the youth to do this summer, and maybe they could sell them.
Right. We got all kinds of scraps in there. I don't know if it would be suitable for what you're saying, but we can take a look at it and see.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, also, just so you all know, Some of y'all may have seen it on Facebook. I got my kite up in the air the other day. It was flying real good. Matter of fact, I got me a little bitty kitty kite, but I went through all that string, and I went back and got some more string and added onto that. And then it went further, and then it came on down on me. So I went back to Menards, everybody. The kites were 99 cents. So I got 20 of them. So we can get there and fly some kites. Inshallah. So whenever we get out there, we can fly some kites. Just, you can look. Sure. I don't know. Okay. That's all I have to share this time. So, inshallah, we'll be on the call tomorrow for the Quran reading. Brother Mustafa, you still with us? I want to ask him what did he need for Sunday. He must have hung up. Okay, so we're gonna have fish and vegetables. I guess they have some very good dessert. Yeah, most of them, he's making bean pies nowadays. So, I must admit, the first time he did a good job for that bean pie. He must have hung up on us. He must have hung up.
Yeah, having problems with that phone.
Yeah, he did say that. I thought he called from a different phone. So, all right then. Inshallah, we'll see everybody soon.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah.
Alaykum as-salam.
Ramadan
Mubarak.
Ramadan
Mubarak.
May 9th, 9 power.
May 9th and May 11th, that's only 2 days. Mm-hmm. Night of power.